Have you ever seen a chunky kid running in the shortest of shorts?
You have now.
I'm Nicole the Mind Star.
I'm James the Dirt Star.
And we are Mostly Speaking Sentai. Oh man, that's a tight ass song. Listen to those frickin' bass lines.
Yeah, those bass lines will get you.
Oh, but even the synth, we can't forget about the synth. That might be a synth bass line you got going on
synth
there.
Synth and bass.
Ooh, yeah, our guests look very, very impatient. Let's get on with the program. My name is James. I'm a rapper, Marshland Monster. This is my guest. I mean, my co-host.
Yeah, not a guest. At least I don't think so until now.
What's your name?
My name is Nicole. My brand name is Darling Homebody.
And we make a webcomic called Crumb Bums at Crumb Bums Comic on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, but that's not what we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about one of the greatest TV shows we've ever seen, Die Ranger. It's part of the Super Sentai series. And if you've never seen it, don't worry. You can see it right now for free, no signing up. How do you do that? You can go on Shout Factory TV. That's shoutfactorytv.com. They also have an app on Roku TV and Apple TV. But if you don't have either of those, or you don't have a Streamcast or anything like that to go from your laptop to your TV, and you don't want to watch things on your laptop, who does besides YouTube videos? Go on to Tubi TV. They have an app on all the smart TVs, PlayStation 3 for sure, possibly Xbox One. We need to check that. Watch that. It's Die Ranger Super Sentai. It's a fantastic show. Did you have something to say, Nicole?
I was just going to say Tubi is spelled T-U-B-I.
Yes, Tubi TV. It's free, no sign up required at all. It's amazing. And we're going to start talking about this show because it's so fantastic. We're talking about two episodes.
Okay, so the episodes that we watched for today's podcast is Your Souls Please and We Are Naive.
Yes.
Which are episodes three and four
yep.
Of the Super Sentai Die Ranger.
Which, if you're unfamiliar with the series, it's the source material for Power Rangers and Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Let's get into the first time we're going to do a regular segment. It is the Gorma Glove Gauge. On this episode, we're here to report they do not take off their gloves. I'm still confident that they will never take off their gloves, and those are their hands. But if they take off the gloves, we'll let you know right away.
I was not even paying attention.
Oh, I was paying attention. I saw their gloves. I saw their little claws glued on. It's great. And finally, after them being impatient for possibly 4 minutes, I'm happy to introduce, or would Nicole like to introduce them?
Nicole... sure.
Introduce away.
I quit.
All right, you hear them laughing in the background. They're from our sister podcast, the hosts of I'll Get There. We have Courtney and Monse. Welcome to the podcast.
What's up?
I don't have a special tag or anything. I don't do anything cool. So.
Yeah, I'm lame.
What special tag are you talking about?
We don't make any comments.
I'm not a rapper.
Yeah.
I mean, I could. No,
you have your other podcast.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, wait, you already said that, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you guys could have said,
hey.
James,
you stole it.
I'm really good at taking naps. My name's Courtney.
Yeah, there we go. We got it.
I suck at taking naps.
You could even, if you want people to, follow your Instagram or something.
Yeah.
Nah.
No,
okay. Nah, we don't need that.
Nah.
Well, you said that you wanted a thing to plug.
Yeah,
so.
Well, I plugged it. That
we got no plugs, bro.
We have to have talents before we can plug.
Yeah, I mean, you play the trumpet.
Trumpet extraordinaire. My name is Courtney.
I would like to say some of the things Courtney and Monse will be referencing are from a completely different podcast. If you want to listen to it, hopefully by the time this is released, it will be on Apple Podcast, Spotify, all of the major podcasting apps. Listen to it. It's funny. It's just them, those two talking to themselves and bullying me into talking to them as well.
Yes.
Yep, yep.
All right. In these two episodes, I handpicked them for these two people because I found that they would think the Key Jester's dolls are super horrifying. But in watching this episode, they commented so often about the Key Jester. And I want you guys to kind of repeat the things that you guys were telling me to Nicole because she was not here.
No, that guy's my aesthetic.
I wrote down, emo nerd.
That's accurate. Dude, that's perfect.
Yeah, that's us.
Like his makeup on point.
Rollerblades?
I want the fucking cape though. Like,
like if I were rocking that when I went to like the roller derby every, you know, night, every Friday night when I was 13.
You'd be married by now.
I would be. My life would probably be a lot better if I had that get
married.
Up. It's true.
He Any man like, would have been like, I'm a wifer.
He's the epitome of style and class.
Hell yeah.
It's true.
Look at that view in those skates and that cape.
Top hat, that cape. That's my
that
wife.
Dark eyeliner. Yeah.
Monse said, here is a quote from Monse. Low key, I would wear a cape.
I would. I am considering it like all of October. Just going to wear a cape. And if anybody asks, I'm going to be like, it's Halloween, bitch.
For reference, she does dress in black every day. So she has the witchy aesthetic. So adding a cape wouldn't be that much of a jump.
I don't think it would be that weird. I mean, would they be like, what is that grown ass woman doing? But also, it's Halloween, bitch.
We just tell them to watch the show and they would understand. Like, yeah. Everybody would be taking style cues.
I wouldn't
cues.
Say that, but I'd be like, it's
around the area that you guys live, I'm pretty sure people would just assume you're a magician and then would be completely fine with it.
I'm cool with it.
We have a talent now.
Yeah. Okay.
Or I think you're into vampire LARPing. Like
Vampire Freaks.
Yeah.
.com.
Vampire Freaks, bruh.
Circa 2005.
What was that's at the alley.
What?
That's where all the vampires hang.
The alley?
Yeah. Like, it's a store anymore.
The store, the alley?
Yeah,
store.
Oh, yeah.
It is a store.
Is it
Yeah,
it
they reopened, yeah.
Ooh,
I mean, like, no,
bitch.
We don't. We let's not promote them, though. I would like to also comment on your guys' comments, because you guys aren't even, yeah, the cape was one thing. You guys commented on the roller skates, the roller blades.
Yeah.
As well as his makeup. You guys.
His makeup was fucking fire.
Fierce.
Like
legit.
He had like holographic eyeshadow.
Like purple
and
too.
It was purple.
And then like this fancy like line underneath his eye just straight down.
Oh yeah.
It was beautiful.
Like me and Courtney are obsessed with holographic anything.
True.
So true. As soon as we saw the eyeshadow, we were like, yep, I want it.
My man,
it.
Like I want to be him, but also like I would date him.
I would not date him. I think the roller skates got you though.
Oh my God.
Yeah, like accurate.
Fucking roller skates. Like why?
No,
why not?
They're inline skates though. They're roller blades.
Oh,
sorry.
Because
sorry.
It was 1993.
Rolling
that's
on blades.
Why.
Roller turders.
Yeah.
Rolling on blades.
Bruh. Gotta like a guy that can balance, you know?
I suppose.
And balance with a cape.
Yeah. Like,
and a plethora
and the
of keys.
Hat. He can get you in anywhere.
He's doing good.
Yeah.
Like maybe he's just a locksmith and that's like his his get up.
Yeah.
Is that a locksmith like work outfit?
Maybe.
If so, that's what I'm becoming. That's my new career path.
Also, if you're a locksmith, you're making bank. That
fair.
If, so yeah.
People suck at remembering their keys.
And it's like $90 just to unlock one lock. That takes
them
like
a second.
Yeah. So yeah, date a locksmith. Date Key Jester.
Or just become a locksmith.
There's that too. I just want to get up too because I want to have the outfit.
No, you just reap the benefits.
Yeah,
you don't gotta go to school for
they
it.
They just want the outfit.
True.
I don't think it has anything to do with
You become a locksmith. Someone calls you in the middle of the night. You show up with a pencil mustache, a cape, and
holographic. Yes.
And you're just like, you go, after you unlock the lock, you pick the lock, turn to them, hold your hands over your mouth and go, and they would be like,
you would.
They would be like, please take all of my money and forget my address. Like, please never come back here.
Wait, ma'am. That's not my apartment.
You just disappear. Skate away.
I am so sorry. I'm actually on a different floor. That's why my keys weren't working. I'm so sorry. Is there another locksmith? I'm just going to sleep in front of my door.
Bruh.
You're welcome.
And then as you're sleeping, you think you're having sleep paralysis for the first time, but it is in fact just the key jester opening your chest and pulling out your soul, to which Monse, when she first saw that, was like, man, that dude would be disappointed if he opened my chest.
Because I have no soul.
None.
No, I would just assume it's just like how, you know, how the ball was glowing. It's just like the dimmest of light.
Oh, it's just fucking black.
Your light's almost out.
It's like when batteries are running low on like a... I'm so sorry that I'm going back to this. On a light up yo-yo, it's just like the dinkiest thing. It's the first thing that popped into my head of something that would light up.
Of course.
Or one of those from Wendy's. Wendy's, when Batman the Animated Series came out, they had a bat signal flashlight.
I remember that.
Yeah, and for the longest time, I would hold it up to my eye because the battery was going out, because I think it took watch batteries. And one thing your parents will, even if you have the most loving parents, for some reason, they will never take the time to buy you watch batteries.
No way.
That's insane. Like, it's I had a Digivice that you shook up. That's why I was making that motion, guys.
I gotta go.
Like, that's how you would walk, like, and get steps. It was a way to, like, I guess, have people work out. It was like a Fitbit before Fitbits.
But you would cheat and just shake it.
Yeah, like, but it's still working out a muscle that I would need one day.
Oh my God.
So what did you guys think about those dolls?
They're right.
That Santa one was the best.
The Santa one was creepy as shit.
Also, they tried to hang a girl.
Yes.
Yeah. I also like the one that set the trash can on fire. Yeah. I think that one was my fave.
It's because if they had darkened out her eyes, because it was just it was a doll, not a puppet. Yeah. It would have been on par with The Conjuring.
Yeah.
I would have been like, nope, I'm leaving this show right now.
I'm sure you did. You just took it to a whole other level. Like, everybody else was just, like, having fun at the fair. They were, like, stealing people's food. And then she goes and lights things on fire.
She's like, I'm going to light this shit on fire. Yeah.
Well, I mean, but no, because they had guns, though.
They had bombs, before too. They were, like, throwing things off of the roof.
They were just, like, waving guns around.
But, like, whose idea was that? Like, oh, fuck, let's start a gunfight. Let's go to the carnival, eat some fucking ramen.
Bro, that'd be me as like an evil character. Like, I'm just going to go get some food somewhere. Well,
that was Tom Nook and Santa Clauses.
Obviously.
Nook. Remember when it was Tom Nook and he went up to he was the one at the counter to get the ramen.
Oh,
and then
you're right.
Santa Claus said, we mean business, and just freaking G-Unit radio style took out a gun and started blasting.
Very impressive. Mm-hmm. Good job, Santa.
Santa means business. He knows what
Santa
he wants and he takes
fuck
it
around.
It's true.
I get it. Same. That's a lie. Fuck around. What about that chubby kid in the shorts?
Oh my God.
That was my favorite part.
Main part of the show. Them shorts.
Yeah. It was a chunky kid with the shortest of shorts. Music festivals, how girls have like their butts hanging. Like, it was just if they were a little bit lower and you couldn't see the butt, that's how low this kid's shorts were.
But skin tight. skin tight.
They were boxer briefs.
Literally, that's what I thought he was wearing.
No.
They were even tighter
than
that.
They were even tighter than that.
Yes, they were. They were like Speedos. Like, yes. Speedos.
Yeah.
And he went to school like that.
He was running in that. That didn't look comfortable, child.
His fingertips were so much further down. If he went straight up, you know how you would do in school.
There's just no way.
No,
he would never make it.
Absolutely not.
He wouldn't go in.
That's how I always felt with Pretty Little Liars. I know you guys never watched that.
Never.
I swear that like same kid with the same outfit was in an episode of the other series.
G Ranger.
Watching. Yeah.
Probably. I think they might. The kid with the jar. No, I don't think we can. I can check. Not right now. This is a normal routine. If you want to add us on that and just tell us if that was the same actor, that chunky child with the jar and the short shorts, let us know. But that kid in the beginning, he was scared stupid. He was just in between Shoji and Kazu as they were driving. They were trying to race each other, one in a motorcycle, Shoji looking so badass. And then Kazu, he's in his little tight speed racer card. I'll say a tight little car. Frank, please, our cat just walked in. Please do not start meowing. Okay. You guys are totally distracted by this cat walking in.
He looks so cute.
Look at that frame.
Oh my God.
Aww. Hey, Poopa.
He knows how to make an entrance. And he did.
He does, right?
He did.
I mean, all eyes are on him.
Technically, we have a sheet up in our corridor. He doesn't know how to enter that sometimes. I've seen one time he tried getting through, and then I just felt I saw the sheet tighten at the bottom. And then I went out, and he just like flopped down in front of it on the sheet, and he was like, I give up, guys. I can't.
This is where I live now.
I cannot battle this sheet anymore. I'm done.
Oh, same.
Oh, this is the first episode where Gorma be giggling. Every single Gorma monster giggles. It is the creepiest thing. The puppets were giggling. Key Jester was going, mushishishishi.
Courtney.
Oh, every single one giggles. And now whenever I see someone at work, we have a friend at work named Wes. One time I hopped up and I was like, Wes, I thought you were just laughing at my jokes, but I know if you be giggling, you be Gorma. And he was like, James, I have no idea what you're talking about.
I said
exactly what a Gorma would say.
That's hilarious. I'm totally going to get it now.
Should we make a sign?
Yes. Okay.
Okay. So when they show up to the warehouse where all the like dolls are, how do they know he's Gorma? Because they just like go there and they're like, Gorma. And I'm like,
oh no, they saw him.
He could just be like a creep in a warehouse with all these dolls
and these.
No, no. Orbs. Remember, they saw him open the chest.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And then he runs away and then they follow the car and then he's there.
Yeah.
Also, he says, I put souls of children into dolls. Can I take your souls too? That's a Gorma.
Nah.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone were to come up to you and said, hey, I have a side business. I'm normally a locksmith, but my side business is I have marionettes and dolls of all sorts, sizes,
Courtney's plotting right now. She's like my dream man.
And then my side business, you know, with these dolls, I steal the souls of children. I take those soul balls and put them into these dolls to make them alive. You'd be like, this dude's Gorma.
I just figured they could tell by like his fashion sense because the rest of them have like awesome outfits. Like they have this whole PVC bondage look going on.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So you gotta be fly to be part of Gorma.
Those outfits are fire.
Oh, they're talking about Gaara, Shaddam, and Zydos right now, which they have. I mispronounced the name of what those three are called. I said the Gorma Trivium. I'm going to stick by that. I know Trivium is a metal band that Mason Ocharczak liked in the sixth grade. I'm fine with that. They're Gorma Trivium here on out.
Yes.
Woo.
But yeah, like I said, Courtney didn't listen to the first episode.
Dang.
And so,
shame.
Well, I'm not shaming you, but
I am.
When I said, Yeah, see, he has a cock ring on his eye. She was like, oh my, you're right. That's unsanitary.
Like, it's just a used one.
Right? Like, that looks great. Repurpose.
You know what this outfit needs?
It's just caked in lube.
Oh, God. It's like dripping down his cheek.
You're nasty.
Guys, when you scream away from the mic.
I did.
It still picked up so much.
I am a loud boy.
The loudest of boys.
The loudest boy.
I'm just a sweat true. Boy.
Just a sweat boy.
Guys, if you were... No, actually, I was going to say, if you were a ranger, what ranger would you be? But talk about your love of your... You guys both very enjoyed specific rangers.
Oh, yeah.
Courtney, you go first.
Me?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm partial to the Green Ranger.
Daigo.
That's
he's my main man. He seems very wise. He meditated once. That was cool.
What?
So, yeah.
Can you write that on your Tinder profile?
I meditated once.
Looking for a man that's meditated. Is that at least once.
At least once.
At least once, at max once.
Accurate. Like, I don't need you to be spending all your time on that. But yeah. he seems like bae, you know?
Yeah.
Love at first sight.
I feel. I was digging Kazu, the Yellow Ranger. I like that speed car, whatever the fuck. I don't know. He just has a nice face.
Yeah.
I was into it.
I'm surprised none of you guys were
okay,
just...
Okay, who the fuck is Kazu?
The yellow guy.
The yellow boy.
Yeah, the hairdresser.
What does he do? Oh,
hairdresser.
The hairdresser.
Yeah. Nicole doesn't.
Lame. I thought Shoji was killing it this episode.
Yeah, I was just about to say, I'm surprised you guys weren't
maybe
falling
for
Shoji.
Maybe I just really
Shoji.
Like
nah.
Shoji.
He's incredible.
I think you do.
I'm so glad that I'm seeing Shoji now with the entire series in perspective, because the first maybe 10 episodes, I was like, Shoji's a bitch. I do not like this dude. He thinks he's hot shit, but he's not. He thinks he's a hot rod, but he's a warm rod.
Ooh,
it's a warm rod.
Ew.
Got a sweat boy.
Now he's insanely cool. He's so
meh.
Dope.
We'll see as time goes
my
on.
My man
but...
has a car. Sorry, y'all.
A man meditated once.
You need to put that in
what
your
you
Tinder
need?
Profile.
I don't have a Tinder. I don't do dating sites.
You got to make one for this.
No, thanks.
How are you going to find your freaking Kazu?
Good just, point.
No, just find hairdressers.
Ah. Yeah. Courtney already found me one.
Then go for it.
I have to meet him first.
Oh, yeah. I just got it. I was like.
Who?
Took me a while.
Yeah, we're all set here. We're all good. Next question.
Next question. This is a conversation, not really a question.
It's an interview.
What's your
interview,
star?
Damn it.
Oh, well, I was gonna wait on that.
Why?
But okay, let's do it now.
What's
so,
your star?
You heard the or Monse heard the episode where we discussed
yes.
stars. So each ranger, Courtney, has a star. There are the 5-star rangers. There's the fire star, which is Ryo.
Wind is Rin.
Wind.
Phantom is
Daigo.
fire.
I already said fire Ryo.
Shit. Fire again.
why? Oh, wow. We
gravity.
Knew. Yes. Gravity is Shoji. And then Kazu is... Oh, time. He can reverse time. So if you guys were a ranger and had your own star, what would it be based on either your interests or your personality?
Or
just
like
whatever.
What power you... Yeah, what's your star?
Yeah.
Sadness.
Okay.
Obviously.
What color would that be and what would you do with it?
Gray.
Yes.
Be sad.
You so already succeeded.
It would be done.
Well, no, it would make your enemies sad.
Yeah.
No, they would just like feel so bad for you. They wouldn't fight you.
Okay, so pity. Yeah. No, I'm done with that.
Pity?
I just make them feel bad and then be like, oh, sorry, dude. Like, I'm not going to fight you. And be like, it's cool,
you're already going through enough.
Yeah.
You are the gray pity star.
Yeah. I'm down. Courtney. Sir. Trumpet.
Trumpet.
The Mighty Horn.
The Mighty Horn Star.
Killed him. I like that.
Bad you're sound.
You're a horn star.
That sounds so dirty.
I saw Nicole's mind click. And I thought she was going to say, you are the ska star, which I was like, yeah, that's great. But then she topped it by saying, oh my God, you're the horn star.
Well, Monse said it first, but then I was oh my God.
I just snorted.
She didn't even realize what she said.
That is the best.
Okay.
I thought it after I said it, but I was like, I'm not going to bring attention to it.
All right. What color would this horn
gold,
star
obviously.
Be?
Gold, obviously.
Oh. Yeah, it'd be gold as hell. Yeah.
Like brassy gold.
All right. And then what would this power give you?
I mean, I already have superior skills at playing the trumpet, so I don't think I need that. I feel like I would just, like, you know, blow out people's eardrums. Like, that would hurt, probably. That'd be painful.
Yeah.
People wouldn't like that. They'd probably go away.
Yes. There is someone who does it. The Kiba Ranger does do this. He is the White Ranger.
How could he steal my power?
But he does it with rock and roll. You could do it with ska. Yeah,
you're right. Yeah. Less than Jake the whole time.
Which I would... If anyone wants to replace the Kiba Ranger, I'm down for it. That kid sucks. He's a 10-year-old boy. Yes.
Does he wear short shorts?
No.
That'd be the best. That kid's the new Ranger.
Not short shorts.
It's not like...
They're just like regular
It's not the Cress of the Buns shorts, but it's like... It's...
cradle. Cradling a bum.
That's what it was. It was the gesture that he made. Yeah.
I made like a cradle. So you guys would know what I'm talking about.
Cradle the bum.
The cradle the and bum. Crest of the bum.
Oh, God.
That was great.
Those fucking shorts.
But no, he wears.
Take it over him.
He wears like what you would think, like, oh, that's a normal short. And then the, oh, that's the crest of the bun short. In between that, that's
okay.
How.
It's like a middle of the thigh short.
What I would love, Nicole, is if you just like made a picture, like you drew a picture of Courtney with Bioko, I think is his name, the sword. And her just being like, yes, I finally have a cat sword. Because that's what it is. It's a lion
cat?
Sword.
That I don't
talks.
Get it.
Because she's replacing the Kiba Ranger.
And me now, give me a trumpet though instead. Just give me a giant trumpet.
Just a trumpet.
Make.
I just want a trumpet.
Make a trumpet that has a lion head on it who talks. That scats.
Yeah. The mouth would be like.
I was going to say you have to kiss him to blow into the.
Oh, God.
To blow into the.
It just only says, pick it up, pick it up.
Over and over.
So it's pretty useless, but it's awesome.
Oh yeah,
you're gonna
awesome.
Skink him to death.
Yeah, the rudest boy,
the rudest ranger.
I'm the gold horn star, rudest ranger.
The rudest horn star ranger did it.
Wow.
Oh, Christ.
Can we make our own series now?
I think we just did.
Anybody want to pick us up on that? Netflix?
One thing that Courtney said while we were watching, it was when Key Jester stole the girl's heart. And then Daigo gets pissed and punches Kazu. So Nicole wasn't here. This is what happened.
Microphone.
Daigo puts down the girl. He turns around looking super angry with a weird face, runs up to Shoji and Kazu, punches both of them in the face, and Courtney says he should punch the girl too.
Well, I mean, I kind of thought that, like, when
to
I
wake
watched
her up?
It, no, oh. No, Rin.
Oh, he should punch Rin.
Yeah,
too?
Yeah. I mean, he's punching all the other Rangers, you know.
Not like, the unconscious girl.
That's what I thought you meant.
What do you think I am?
I thought you meant punch the child.
I'm not that dead. terrible.
You rude as hell, bro.
That's why they call me the rudest horn star.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about punching the girl.
Why would he?
To wake her up.
Clearly knows why she's
uncomfortable. You don't understand how that would progress.
He just starts punching her chest like CPR.
I can't. Oh my god.
I'm dying.
She wakes up and just has two black.
Oh, did the monsters hit me in the face too?
Oh, like, I don't know, man.
Yeah, that's what definitely happened. What happened. Oh my gosh.
Child abuse is so funny, isn't
hilarious,
it?
Hilarious, apparently.
Oh, we're terrible people.
Gosh.
Yeah, that's what I literally...
No.
When you said, is he going to punch the girl? Because you said the girl, not like...
Rin.
Yeah, since I thought like, oh, Rin is... Everyone knows her name is Rin, but you guys have never seen an episode.
No, so I was like, she's the girl.
I totally got that's who
you
meant. Yeah, because,
you know, he was going down the line.
Yeah.
So I feel like
and
he
should
have got her,
too. And
she
just kind of stood there looking at him like...
waiting for it.
Yeah. Well, he didn't punch Ryo or Rin, which then you guys said, oh, how come he didn't punch those two? So I thought you were just making a joke of, like, a super dark joke.
I mean, it's on brand. But yeah, no, that's what we meant.
Yeah.
He just shakes the girl and punches her. Says, wake up. I will punch a soul into you.
That's how it works.
Awful.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, what else do we got?
My eyes are watering.
I asked them, a theme started going, the background music started going. I was like, guys, what does this sound like? And they're like, this is just Star Wars. They took the Star Wars Imperial March, the Darth Vader theme, and just lifted it. They changed one note at the end and said, man, that's good enough.
It's different.
That's a
right?
new song.
Yeah. That was pretty neat.
It was.
Whoa. Yeah, neat?
Yeah. This whole show's
neat. It was
neato.
Neato.
It was so neato. I liked it.
Oh, okay. So let's talk about Master Kazu on this episode.
You mean Kaku?
Yeah, Master Kaku. I'm so sorry.
I was like, you talking about my man, bro?
My man, he's a master now?
That's my man. He is a master of my heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is what...
He's just ignoring me.
Yeah.
No, you guys were talking to
Go
each
ahead.
Other.
Go ahead.
Oh my god. Yes, he's the master of your heart, guys.
That's my man.
Yes, he is your man. You are correct. I did tell myself, because normally, like, the sense of humor on your guys' podcast, I'll get there, is me constantly saying no to you guys.
Fair.
When you guys bring up a concept, I say, no, that's no, absolutely
no,
not.
No, it's not.
But I told myself, hey, I'm going to say yes to everything you guys say.
Switch it up.
So I haven't been saying no. I wasn't ignoring you. I was looking at my notes, just so you know.
He's lying.
Monse. Hey, Monse.
What?
You're probably one of my best friends in Chicago.
That's a sweep.
Thanks,
Jim. That's
sweat. You're a sweat, man.
You want to know what? I've hung out with you more outside of work than anyone else. Both of you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Even me.
No.
Dang.
Wow.
Ouch.
Even when Nicole and I worked together at Burger King, I was still hanging out with her more outside of work than you and I outside of work.
Okay.
So, Master Kaku, not Kazu, your man, which I acknowledge.
Yes.
What does he do in this episode? He just like radios
just
everyone.
Yells at everyone.
That's it.
No,
that's the one thing he did.
This is the first thing they do. They come in and say, "Hey, we were attacked by dolls," and everyone's like, "No, no, no, no." They look at Master Kaku and they're like, "What do you think?" And he just walks out of the room. He doesn't do a thing. True. The next appearance of him is Daigo talking into the aura changer, saying, "Hey, I need everyone's help. There's Gorma." He just says, "I'll get on that." And then he's just taxi dispatch for them. And then the following episode, he says, "I thought you guys would work as a team. I knew all along this was Gorma. I thought you would know this on your own." And it's like, dude, if you know this, this is the fate of the world right now.
What
you need to tell everyone what is going on.
If you're going to be a leader, make sure everyone's on the same page. It's your job, bruh.
I made a reference sheet for everyone. Can you show Nicole that? Just look at where Kaku is.
You put
leader question mark to explain what everyone is. Just
yeah.
Because I don't think he's the leader.
You don't think so?
The five of them are their,
I mean,
their own leaders.
He is, though.
He's a terrible
is
leader.
Is he like a consultant?
Yeah. You want to know what? Let's say that. He is a Die Ranger consultant, unpaid.
Yeah. Like James with us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, I hope I get paid one day.
Chris Jenner. It's cool.
I'm not a Chris Jenner type.
You want that 10%.
Chris Jenner's probably making more than
10%. Oh, I'm sure.
I don't know what that is.
The Kardashians.
Chris, yeah.
The mom. The momager.
She,
the queen herself.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Money. Nicole's so removed from the Kardashians, which is good.
Totally cool with that.
Oh, is that what this is?
Yeah.
Yes, we said that.
I need food. I haven't eaten anything.
Do you want another granola? You want a little snicky snack?
No.
Want a little snicky snack?
No.
Okay, so one thing that happened during the week is I have huge plans for this podcast. I hope this people listen and fingers crossed they do. And I was like, Nicole, we can do more it's mostly speaking Sentai. Well, we could be like mostly Gabin Garo because Garo, that's a really cool show. Like, it's so good. You know why? Because it has boobies in it. So I have been now saying, like, hey, you want to know what would make Jew Ranger better? What? Give us some boobies. Last night we were at a restaurant and I was like, these pancakes are great, but you want to know what would make them better? And Nicole was like, what? Like, very serious. Like, yeah, what would make them better, James? I just go, put some boobies on it.
Pancakes.
I almost just spit my water out everywhere.
I believe it.
I'm just imagining like a stack of pancakes, but also
just
boobies.
Like
a nice pair of boobies on top.
But like Jell-O anime ones?
No, real ones.
Oh.
It's weird. It's a weird picture.
I want one of those fucking mouse pads
with
that have
the boobs.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
They have them like in Chinatown, but I don't ever use a mouse pad for anything.
Bring it to work.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I was. You
I can't
could also.
I'm a
no,
boss. I could.
You can do whatever you want.
Oh, yeah.
That's a lie.
Nobody can see my desk.
I get so yelled at for that.
Get one with big old pecs. You can get man ones that.
You can.
The man boobs.
You can.
Pecs, baby.
I'll do it.
Yeah.
I did find one that was like Deadpool. It still had the outfit. It was just Deadpool with the boobs.
That's normal-ish.
And it's relevant to where
it
works.
Yeah,
I almost said dead boobs, but that doesn't
dead
make
boobs.
Sense.
You just said dead boobs.
Dead boobs. Like Deadpool, but with boobs. Get it?
Get it?
Dead boobs. Why not pool boobs? Or boobs pool?
No, get out of here.
Too many.
Get out of here. You're kicked out of your own podcast.
We're taking over.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, back on track, guys.
Sorry.
Derailed
you
for a second.
See us at work. Nothing gets done sometimes.
I wanted to talk about how the whole time they're just trying to like play off the puppets as like being mischievous and just like causing trouble, but they're just trying to murder people the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Like literally murder people.
Yeah, like we said, that girl, they tried hanging a child with a noose.
Like this episode is like genuinely just scary.
I know, and that's why I fell in love with this show. Just, it's amazing. I'm gonna say that so many times. It's such a dope show.
Legit, I want to watch it.
We didn't know what we were walking into. I listened to the first podcast and I was like, it probably would have been better if I'd watched it. And then I was like, man, we'll watch it on Friday. So we were talking about it on the train on the way here. And I was like, are we going to like this? Like, are we going to feel really bad if we don't like it? Like, what are we going to say? But it's actually really good.
Like, would watch in my own free time.
Yeah, like, I kind of want to go home and watch it, which is crazy because I'm apathetic and I hate everything.
Same.
But I do want to go watch it.
We should watch it while eating food.
Pizza.
Pizza.
Yeah.
Yes. Ooh, some slice of za.
Some za, bro.
Or some piz, baby.
And no, thank you.
No, one of you guys said that in a group chat. Yeah.
I just can't spell. I text like I'm drunk all the time.
She does.
The horn stars eat some piz.
Ooh. You freaky as hell, girl.
But you please put that in your Tinder. But I love eating piz.
I'm just a horn star from the city who loves eating some piz.
And I'm rude as hell.
I'm the rudest girl you'll find. Oh my
please
god.
Please send me a food piz.
She changed her profile earlier to say please send me
just looking for a sweat boy to send me a food please.
That was something from when Nicole wasn't here. I forgot. Wait, why we said that.
Why did we say
I don't
that?
Remember.
I don't remember either.
Why did we say anything?
I don't know. It just comes out.
Fair.
Alexa.
Alexa, my loins.
Nicole, that's a story we will tell you off mic. What else about this episode? What do you guys have any more thoughts on it?
I'm trying to think of the last bits because we haven't really summed up. What was? Oh, we saw the brief history of.
Oh yeah, with the stones and
yeah, and they got their animals.
Oh,
yeah.
I totally forgot about that.
Yeah, they did.
I don't remember them offhand. I know there's a dragon.
There's a and there's Pegasus. A Pegasus. Almost said Pegasus.
Pegasus?
There's a Pegasus in there?
A phoenix?
Yeah.
Dragon.
So we have three.
The tiger.
Tiger.
Is there a tiger?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, I think so.
What's the last one?
Well, the Kibo Ranger is a tiger. So it would be weird. Oh, I mean, he's a lion.
Well,
I
don't know. Maybe I'm getting it mixed up with.
Yes, we are watching Jew Ranger, which is a different series. So could be. Hey, you want to know what? Don't add us on this either. If you're like, hey, you guys don't know, you guys aren't real Super Sentai fans, fuck off.
Don't tell me what to do. You're not my mom.
And even with Monsei, she doesn't listen to what her mom says either.
I don't.
To the detriment of her mom.
Sorry, Carmen.
Carmen can't listen to this podcast.
She doesn't speak English. It's cool.
I was going to say she's older, so she doesn't know how to work like podcasts.
Oh, no.
She's too busy romancing men.
It's fair.
True.
It's true.
True life.
So if you listen to Courtney and Monse's podcast, you'll know that we work at the same place. We recently got a new boss, and in our chat room, we were talking about like, oh, wow, every single podcast that I've been listening to lately has been recorded by James. And I was listening like all the people who have been coming over to record. And our new boss, she just says, oh, I feel slighted. Why haven't I been invited over? And I said, oh, no, we were already talking about having you come over for Courtney and Monse's. And then I just realized if we just faked her out and said, no, you're actually not just coming over to gab about whatever the week was. You're watching Super Sentai with us.
Oh my God.
If she would, I would love to see her reaction to this to see if she would enjoy it or if she would be like, you're fired. You're fired. Yeah.
Why'd you bring me here for this?
You can't, son.
Get out of here.
Get out of here.
She finally said that to me. She was like, James, let me see you in the conference room and bring your stuff.
Oh, yeah.
She's been saying that to all of us as a joke.
She's been firing all of us this week.
Jokingly.
Yeah. And I was like, you can't fire James, who's going to record my podcast. How is he going to buy more mics?
I mean, I would still record your podcast.
It's funny.
Because you are my friend.
Fair.
I'm not just doing this because you work with me.
But it's still funny.
I enjoy your company, Monse. I know on your podcast I act like I don't enjoy your company, but I do. It's why I hassled you forever to do one. Also, no issues with our other coworker, Julia. I enjoy when you're there more.
Wow.
Mainly because you probably sit closer and you don't scare me like Julia scares me.
Yeah, Julia's too cool for everyone.
Yeah. She's a shoji. She's a straight up shoji.
It's too cool.
Yes. She's super cool.
So cool.
What if so? If you guys were a ranger, just based off these two episodes, what would you be? That's our final closing statements.
Courtney first, because I don't know that question. Key guy. I don't understand it.
Which guy?
That's not a ranger. That's a Key evil guy. Man.
You, do you want to know? I'll accept that answer.
Damn it! Who am I gonna be?
Who would you be?
I guess I'll be Rin, because she was kind of useless.
What? No, she. Just she's in kinda, that episode.
Yeah, that episode, she just stood around the entire
You'd be the
episode.
Little girl who got her soul taken out.
I was going to say you were going to be short boy.
Nah, I wouldn't do short shorts. I'd be Rin. I'd just stand around, like, just looking.
It's like,
she's cool. The next episode. The next episode, it's her. She has a story arc, and she's badass in it.
Yeah, that's me, badass.
Once you get to know her, you know?
Mostly useless.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Man, Frank is screaming right now, which Frank that means he's hungry, hangry. Nicole's hungry, Monse's ill, and Courtney has they're work
gonna,
tomorrow.
They gotta go. No, they're hungry too. They're gonna go eat some piz.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta get that piz, boy.
That piz.
The horn star and the pity star. They gotta eat that piz. So, again, your guys' podcast is, what's its name?
I'll Get There.
And you can get it on, I think, Podstream or whatever that was that we just said.
I think
said.
It was like Pocket Cast.
Yes.
Pocket Cast.
Right. You can get it there. Hopefully it will be on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, everything. It releases every other Friday. We have two episodes out so far. By the time this drops, we might even have a third or a fourth.
Yeah.
My name is James. You can find me at Marshland Monster on all of this stuff. Check out my music. Also, like last episode, we were joking and having fun about not adding us with your snobby comments about how we got something wrong or you're just trying to flex your nerd muscle at us. Hey, if you're a cool guy and you just love this show, meaning you love Super Sentai, but also if you love this podcast, hey, we love you too. But if you love Super Sentai just like us, we want to hear from you. Let us know if you ever had a weird crush on any of these Gorma monsters or any monsters from the Super Sentai series or just any fictional character. I had a real big crush on Sailor Saturn when I was young. It was aggressive. But let us know. We can be found on Facebook and Twitter at MSSPod and on Instagram at MSSPodcast. That's M as in mostly, S as in speaking, and S as in Sentai. Now, back to Nicole.
I'm Nicole. You can find me at Darling Homebody on all of the stuff.
Including Etsy. Again, she has these fantastic Godzilla prayer candles. If you enjoy Godzilla or kaiju stuff, you gotta get it.
Yeah, just photoshopped kaiju onto saints and made them into prayer candles. They're so much fun.
Yeah, so my name is James.
Courtney.
I'm Monse.
I'm Nicole still.
And we have been Mostly Speaking Sentai. Staying for president, baby.
Patron staying.
Wait, I moved. Can I move my mic down?
Yeah, you can. Do you know how? You nope. need to... No. If you know, it's the other knob on the other side.
Other side.
Other side. Other, you can touch the same side.
Just
there you go.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Good.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Sweet. Sweat.
Sweat.
No, that's sweat.
No, that has to stay in. I'm so sorry. I was gonna cut you.
No,
moving
that'll
the mic.
Just be like when the episode ends and it's just like a blurb right at the
sweat.
End.
Sweat.
Well, no, now we need to leave this in to
no,
include
you don't.
That.
No. Oh,
you well, don't. Now I don't know where to cut it.
Cut it here.
I don't know where we go from
here.